Okay, we are on Beis Amabez, towards the bottom of the Amud, up to the word Tanan, about 12 lines up on the bottom. So we had just brought in a machlokas previously between Rav Yosef and Rabbah regarding Mashkemayim Lezroim. If one waters plants on Shabbos, which Av Malacha is that? And we discussed a little bit Tosfos, which Hasra must you give? Which Av is it included in? Because that is a Tolda. Told a secondary part of the category for Hilcha Shabbos. The question is, which Amalacha is it included in? And Rabbah and Rav Yosef debated whether it is Choresh or it is Zareya, whether it's plowing or it's planting. So we're going to relate back to that Machlokas right now. Tanan, our Mishnah says, beginning of Moed Katan, Mashkin, Beis HaShlachin, B'moed U'B'Shvias. We water the Beis HaShlachin. Beis HaShlachin, remember, was a field which requires irrigation. You have to be Shaleach, you have to send water throughout the field. It cannot rely just on rainwater. So Mashkin, Beis HaShlachin, B'moed U'B'Shvias. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed and in Shvias, which both have some sort of Isser Malacha, which we'll talk more about today. You're allowed to water it. So ask the Gemara. Bishlama, Moed, Mishab Tirchahu. I understand why on Chol HaMoed it would be mutter to do this, because the whole issue on Chol HaMoed, a lot of the issue is Mishab Tircha. If something is real, a big tircha, then that would be asur, Mishab Seder Shara Rabbanan. And in cases of financial loss, if it's not a great tircha yisera, we would allow it. So that's why you're allowed to be mashke on Chol HaMoed. Ela Shvias, but regarding Shvias, Bein Lamanda Amar Mishim Zareya, Ubein Lamanda Amar Mishim Choresh, whether it's Rabba or Rav Yosef, whatever you say the Mashka Mayim Lazroim is, whether it's Choresh or Zareya, Zriya Vacharisha Bishvias Bishari, why should it be Mutter? Why should Charisha Zriya be Mutter in Shvias? What is the heter of, it's not just an Isser of Tircha, it's an Isser of Shvias, of Avodas HaKarka, as the Pasukim say in Parshas Bahar. So why should it be Mutter? So Amar Abaya, two answers the Gemara gives, both important answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, v'Shvias Bizman Hazeh v'Rebihi. We're talking about Shvias Bizman Hazeh, and it's like the Shita of Rebbe. So we're going to have a machlokas how to read the following lines of the Gemara. First we're going to go like Rashi. First we're going to go Rashi, then we'll see Rabbeinu Tam. So first Rashi, Titania. As the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, v'zed dvar hashmita shamot. This is the halachas of shmita shamot, which is referring to the halacha of shmita's ksafim, the halacha that if one has a loan during shmita, then shmita nullifies the loan. Says the Gemara, we darshan out the double language in the pasuk of hashmita and shamot. B'shnei hashmitos akasim adaber. The pasuk is referring to and connecting two different shmitas, or two halachas of shmita. Ach hashmitas karka v'ach hashmitas ksafim. One is the idea that the land has to lie fallow. One is the idea that the loans are canceled. According to Rashi, both of these have to do with shvias. And what do we do? What do we darshan? We darshan connecting these two halachas. Bizman sha'ata mishamit karka, ashata mishamit ksafim. At a time when you are mishamit karka, which means bizman hazeh, post Chorban Habayis. Rashi reads this Gemara here and a little bit more explicitly in Maseches Gittin. Bizman hazeh, when there is no shmitas karka, there is no full halachas in that regard. Ata mishamit ksafim. So then you are mishamit ksafim. So that's when the loans don't apply. In other words, the shvias bizman hazeh la'achar churban habayis is durabanan. So once it's durabanan, you have greater flexibility in terms of what's allowed, what's not allowed. You're right. In a chinami, according to the first answer of the Gemara, mida oraisa, you wouldn't be able to be mashkin beis hashlachin b'shvias. That would not be allowed bizman habayis. The only reason it's allowed is because it's bizman hazeh and it's durabanan. That is the way Rashi reads the Gemara. The Tosfos HaRash here on our Gemara quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, he argues with this Pshat of Rashi, a couple of reasons. He says, Rashi, Bizlachat HaMashabi, Karka B'Shvias, Tichzit Tishpatenu Tashta, the Hainu Bizman Shemitzvah Kailim, which is find the line. He proves from other Gemaras that Bizman Hazeh here does not mean Bizman Hazeh literally as Rashi means it. Bizman Hazeh here means Bizman Habayis Sheni. During Bayis Sheni already, there were different halachos than previously, than during Bayis Rishon and during the 70 years in between. What was different? Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Hashmatas Karka La Bacharish of Izriya Airi. When here it says Hashmatas Karka, we're not talking about letting the land lie fallow. Ela Bisados Hachozros Laba Alehen Biyovel. Yovel mishametas karka labaylim v'shvias mishametas ksafim. Unlike Rashi, who reads this Gemara as all referring to the halachas of Shvius, one halacha Shvius about letting the land lie fallow, the other halacha Shvius letting the loans not being able to be collected. According to Rabbi Tam, he reads this Gemara, B'shnei Shvius Akasa B'daber, comparing Yovel and Shvius. And the way he reads the Gemara is, B'zmacha Atamashami Karka, at a time when Karka goes back to their original owners, meaning at a time when Yovel is Noheg, Atamashami Ksafim, that's when Shvius is Noheg. Hashmadas Karka of lands going back to the owners is a unique Yovel halacha. That's why that's what's called Yovel. And Shvitas Ksafim is a unique Shvius halacha. That's why that's called Shvius. So the Gemara here is connecting Shvius and Yovel. At a time when Yovel is Noheg, Shvius is Noheg. When Yovel is not Noheg, for example, Bayesheni. During Bayesheni already, Yovel was not Noheg, because most of the Jews did not go back to Eretz Yisrael. Yovel was only Noheg when most Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Rov Yoshvel Alecha. So that's how you read the Gemara. At a time when Yovel is Noheg, Shvius is Noheg, and at the time when Yovel is not Noheg, Shvius is not Noheg. So again, a big nafkamina, how do you read this Gemara? Was there, what do you say during Bayesheni? That's a nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Either way, it's two ways to read the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara is that how do you water your lands during Shvius? Isn't that a daraisa? So first answer is no. It's talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a time that's durabanan bisman hazeh. Rava Amar, a second to last line. Afilu temer rabanan. No, even according to the rabanan, even if you want to say we're talking about in the world of Shvius daraisa, avos asa rachmana, toldos lo asa rachmana. Even though we know on Shabbos there are two categories, there's avos and toldos, both being daraisa. Toldos are also daraisa, and they're both aser. The only difference is a halacha in karban. If you do an av and it's tolda, you might only be chayav one karban. But when it comes to shvius, only avos are aser. Toldos are only aser on Shabbos and not on shvius. Tichsiv ubana shana shvius shnasha bason yela aretz, as the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, in the seventh year shnasha bason yela aretz, the land shall have a rest. Sadcha lo sizra, you can listen to the continuation because it's going to be important for us. Sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmar, you shouldn't plant your field, you shouldn't prune your vineyard. Sfia kitzircha lo sitzar v'sin v'nizarecha lo sivsar. So after saying you shouldn't plant, you shouldn't prune, it says you shouldn't cut, and also you shouldn't prune again. So ask the Gemara, michdi. Pruning and bitzira, which is cutting grapes, are really included in the previous verbs used in the pasuk of zriya and kitzira. Why does the Torah go out of its way to quote these two verbs? It already said, don't plant, don't cut. So why did it say these extra two verbs of pruning and cutting grapes? It must be teaching you to the Chiddush that these are the only toldos that are usher on Shvius. On Shabbos, all toldos are usher, but on Shvius, only these toldos are usher. Okay, two important discussions on this Gemara. Number one is, if you look in, what does this Gemara have? There's a special limud in the Psukim that only these toldos are usher on Shvius, but other than that, the toldos would be mutter. Without any limud from Shvius, what would we have said? We would have said, sounds like all toldos are included. That's what we would have said, because there's a specific pasuk to tell you these are not included. Asks Rav Yashiv in his Sefer, here, there's a special makor in Shabbos. Shabbos daf ayin, three different makoros. What's the makor for toldos in Hilchos Shabbos? Three different makoros the Gemara gives, as if to say that we wouldn't have known toldos. Toldos are a secondary category. Misvara, in other areas of halacha, you would never have included toldos. The Gemara has a makar by Shabbos to include toldos. Why do you need a makar in Shvius to say toldos are not included? No. The burden of proof is to include toldos. So once you don't have a pasuk, you wouldn't have included them. That's Rav Yashiv's question. Why is it that by Shabbos we have a makar to include toldos? So it should be that outside of Hilchos Shabbos, toldos are never included. So what does he answer? He says, Vahanir Bazeh, he says maybe Shvius is unique among other areas of halacha. Shvius shiny Shvius bishari surim. The bishvius afke rachmana li isure malacha ditu. The Torah formulates the isur malacha of Shvius, belashon shvisa kishabbos. The language in the Torah that's used is similar to the language of Shabbos. Shvisa, shna shabbos on yela aretz. So that's why you would have thought Shvius is similar to Shabbos, because it's also a shvisa. So you would have thought by shvisa halachos, one might have included other areas of halacha. Just the opposite of this approach, of his question, Avraham Eshet's question is a day in the Shita of Kubetzas and Baba Kama, on Daf Beis. The Shita there says, the Gemara Daf Beis and Aleph and Baba Kama talks about Avos Nezikin. Avos and Toldos Nezikin. Are there Toldos of Nezikin? So the Gemara, the Shita of Kubetzas there quotes the Mahari Katz there. The Nira the Mahari, he says, Maishno the Toldos of the Shabbos Yafina la Mikroi, Umaishno the Toldos of Nezikin lo Yafina Mikroi. The Gemara has no source for Toldos of Nezikin. Only Avos of Shabbos, and the Toldos of Shabbos require a Makar, and Toldos of Nezikin do not require Makars. He says, why not? What's the difference? What, do you say that you learn it out from Hilchos Shabbos, therefore you learn it out to call it Torah Kula? Says the Ma'ari Katz, no. V'niru l'Ma'ari Katz, ilav kra, if you didn't have the Pasuk by Shabbos, specifically by Shabbos, you would not have included Toldos. Why? Havim imatina Toldos, be the nisbecha parsha Shabbos l'malachas ha-mishkan. Ke'echad imatina tshar malachas, delo havi chashivi. Specifically by Shabbos, you need a makar. Why? Because by Shabbos has the connection to the Mishkan, so you would have said, only things done in the Mishkan are Asar at Shabbos. If it wasn't in the Mishkan, so is a Tolda, you would have said Pater. That's why specifically by Shabbos, you need a makar to counter that wrong Svara, to counter the fact that we wouldn't have included Toldos. Kamashlo, that's why you need a makar. But other areas, other than Shabbos, you wouldn't need a makar. You wouldn't know me Svara. So it's just the opposite of the mentality of Rav Yashiv, again, a couple hundred years later, but Rav Yashiv has the mentality of Shabbos is the only one that has the makar, everything else should not be included. This svara is no, that everything else would be included misvara, except Shabbos needed the makar. Interesting discussion the Menchas Chinuch has in other areas of halacha. Do you include toldos or just the av? In mitzvah tezvav, he quotes two. Mitzvah tezvav is the iser of carrying out the Karban Pesach. Shalalahotzi mibsara Pesach chutzah. Can't carry the Karban Pesach out from the proper place. So he says there, what if you carry it out through a tolda? You don't do the av malacha of hotza'ah, you throw out the Karban Pesach. Zrika is probably a tolda. So is that going to be usur? Or he quotes, and he quotes a Tosfos of Bechoros about this, he quotes a second one. He says, what happens, you know, that by Egla Arufa, you have to, you go do the whole process of Egla Arufa, the ceremony for the anonymous corpse found with an egel in a sadeh that was never zarua. A sadeh that was never planted in. What happens if you water the grounds in the Nachal Esan? Is that going to ruin it? Again, he says the toldos have significance in other areas of halacha other than Hilchos Shabbos and Nezikin and Tum and Tara, which are the three that are discussed in Baba Kama Daf Beis. What about here? Our Gemara discusses Shvius, the relationships of Avos and Toldos, and the Menchas Chinuch discusses those two more: carrying out your Karban Pesach and the halacha of Zriya for Nachal Esan. Okay, one other discussion on this, because again, this is a lot of the action in this Amud is right here. Avos and Toldos, how are we doing? We're okay? Avos and Toldos, there's a question on the Rambam. Because if you look at this Gemara, and this we discussed a couple of years ago in a Tuesday night shiur, if you look in the Gemara sounds like Bitsira and Zemira. Pruning is a Tolda. Right, what does the Gemara say? Zemira bechal kziria, u'bitsira bechal kzira. It sounds like pruning, if you prune, is a Tolda. There's a problem, because if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes that pruning is an av. The Rambam in Zayin Beis, Zayin Gimel, and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, Zoreya, Noteya, Mavrich, Markiv, if you graft, if you prune, all of those, Avos Malachos, Ve'inyan Echadhu, Shekol Echad Meham, Litzameach, Dover, Hu Miskavim. They're all about helping the tree grow. So all the Achronim ask on the Rambam, this Gemara says, Beferish, that pruning is a Toldo. So how can you say that pruning is an Av in Hilchos Shabbos? So a number of answers given, let's just suggest two. One is given by the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal says, well, both answers, all the answers say the same Yisod, but they explain it differently. The Yisod is, don't compare Shabbos and Shvius. What might be an Av by Shabbos might not be an Av by Shvius. There's different categories, different rules of Isser Malacha when it comes to Shabbos and when it comes to Shvius. So the way the Eglei Tal says it, right in Eglei Tal of the Sacha Shavar Rebbe in Simon Aleph, the Avdei Nezer, he says there's a big difference between Shabbos. Why should Zomer be an Av by Shabbos and not by Shvius? By Shabbos, what's the principle of all Hilchos Shabbos, as we mentioned many times? What do you say? Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah. It's all about your thoughts. Malachas Machshavas, whatever you're thinking, as long as your Kavana has been Mekuyim, that's going to be the ultimate. That's going to be the Malacha. So, by Shabbos, you look at the results. By Shabbos, you look at what you're interested in. The Malachas Machshavas. So, don't focus on how you did it. Lamaisa, you helped out this plant. However, with Zomer, Mavrech, Market, they're all Avos. Because regarding Malechas Machsheves, regarding your thought process, they're all the same. They all achieve the same result. Masha'enki, when it comes to Shvius, Shvius isn't about Malechas Machsheves. What's Shvius about? A Maisa Isser. A Maisa Isser, working the land. You can't work the land. So it's very possible that different ways of working the land is going to be in different categories. This is the Av, this is the Toldah. So said the Ugly Talith, because Malechas Machsheves is all about Shabbos, is all about Malechas Machsheves, while Shvius is just about the Maisa Isser itself. And one other answer, and then we'll move on. The Rav Yashiv, in the earlier piece, in that asked this same question, he quotes the Agli Tal, and he says maybe there's another answer. Why, again, Zomer would be an Av by Shabbos, and won't be an Av by Shvius. He says, by Shabbos, there are two ways that something can be called an Av. And very important, you sowed. Number one, if it was in the Mishkan. Number two, if it's in the Pasuk. Those are two ingredients that can make up an Av. Even if it wasn't in the Mishkan, if it was in a Pasuk, so then it's got to be included. Hotzah has a separate Pasuk, even though it wasn't really included in the Mishkan. Malacha Geruahi, it's a weak Malacha, it's got to be included in the Av of Shabbos. Why? Because it was either in the Mishkan or it's in a Pasuk. By Shvius, it's all about the Pasuk. By Shvius, whatever's in the Pasuk is going to be an Av. That's it. So, says the Rebbe Yashiv, because of that, that's why you might include by Shabbos more avos than you do by Shvius, because Shabbos, you go by what is in the Mishkan or what's in the Pasuk. And he works out the details, how that fits in. Okay, let's continue now. So as we just said, by Shvius, toldos are not included, except for the two listed in the Pasuk. So the Gemara now questions whether that's true. Velo, is that really true that toldos should not be included? Sixth line, fifth line, v'hatanya, we have a 15-line brisa, v'hatanya. You shouldn't plant your field or prune your vineyard. I would only think that those two actions are included, planting or pruning. Minayin. How do I know? Lenichush leidur lekisuach. Nichush is weeding. Idur is hoeing. Kisuach. Rashi explains that also type of taking off the dry leaves, the bad leaves, in order for the rest of them to grow well. How do you know all of those are included, which are toldos? Tamalomar, sadchalo, karmachalo. Because the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk that we just read, sadchalo sizmar, karmachalo sizmar. So just the last minute yesterday, we asked a question which also could be asked on this line. What are we darshaning? It says sadchalo sizra, lo sizmar. Putting a comma in the wrong place. So I said at the end, it was really Rabbeinu Hananel. On the previous Amud, he says, because usually in the Torah, you have the verb and then the object. Lo sadcha, lo sizra sadcha. Don't plant your field. Lo sizmar karmacha. But the fact that the Torah changes the lashon by putting the object first, sadcha, lo sizra. Karmacha, lo sizmar. So that's what allows the Gemara to darshan, sadcha, lo karmacha, lo. Your field, nothing. Your vineyard, nothing. Lo kol malacha sheba sadcha, but lo kol malacha sheba karmacha. You're not allowed to do any work in your field or in your vineyard. And even these previous toldos just mentioned are included. Minayin, so we're going to have a whole 15-line brisa, which by the end we're going to see toldos are included, and that's going to be the question, because we just said toldos are not included except the two that are in the pasuk. So we've got to go through the whole brisa. Minayin, she'ein makarsimin ve'ein mizardin. How do you know that you can't be makarsim or mizarid? Both of these are also types of pruning, taking off leaves from trees, too many leaves, too wet leaves, too dry leaves, the ein mefaskin be'ilan, and you can't help support a tree that's going to topple. Tamalomar, sadcha lo sizra, sadcha lo karmacha lo, lo kal malacha sheba sadcha, v'lo kal malacha sheba karmacha. Again, same kind of drasha, we darshan lo after the words, and that's how you include those. Minayin, also, how do you know she'im azavlin? You can't fertilize the trees. Ve'ein mefarkin. And you can't remove rocks from the roots of the tree. Ve'ein ma'avkin. What's ma'avkin? From the word avak. So Rashi says you can't you can't put dirt on top of uncovered roots, which would help it grow. The Arach on the side says just the opposite. You can't remove dirt, which would be good for the tree. So Rashi here quotes, avak is something that they give the tree a shot to try to shoot nutrients into the tree to help it grow better. So that's what ma'avkin is. Dibrim shatim. You can't do, how do you know you can't do that? Ve'in ma'ashnin be'ilan, and you can't smoke under the tree in order to get all the bugs out. So how do you know all that's asr? Tamalomar, sadcha lo, karmacha lo, kol malacha shebesadcha lo, v'kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. So that's also included. All of these are asr. Yachol, the brisa finishes off. I might think the following is also asr. Lo yakashke shtachas azesim. I can't hoe under an olive tree. Lo yaader dachas agvanim, or hoe Ma'adir and Mekashkish are the same thing, just different fruits. V'yad atakas akfanim. And how do you know I can't hoe under vines? V'lo yamali nekaim mayim. And I'm not allowed to fill up if you have these holes or under trees in order to fill water, cavities of under the ground that you can put water in to help the tree. How do you might think that you can't put water in those cavities? V'lo yasa ugios lekfanim, which our Mishnah spoke about, or make ditches and furrows around a gefen, around a vine. How do you know all that? I would have thought that's also aser. Tamalomar, sadchalos sizra. No, we have a limit also. You shouldn't plant here in your field. Zariah bechal haisa. Zariah was included in the previous phrase. Valama yatsa. Why do you specifically say that you can't be zoreya? Lahakish eleha. To be makish, everything included to zariah. Lomar lacha to teach me. Mazriah miyuchedes. Avoda. Shebisada v'shebekerem. Just like zariah is unique in that. Rashi's pshat first. It is an avoda that applies to fields and vineyards. Avkol shehi avoda shemasad v'shemakarim. Also included in the Isser of Shvius is anything that you do in both fields and vineyards. But this last group of actions are not done in both, and therefore they will not be included in the Isser of Shvius. Question mark. So after this big long brisa, so why do we bring this whole big long brisa for? Because up above we had a yesod that told those are not included in the Isser of Shvius. And yet we see many, many malachas in this whole list that are included and that are told those that are not listed in the Torah. So how could you include them if they shouldn't be included? Answers the Gemara, midrabanan vikra asvachta b'yalma. No. All of these listed are only midrabanan. When the Gemara has it connected to a pasuk, it is just asmachta b'yalma. Remember back what we discussed in Rosh Hashanah, in the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin or so, that asmachta doesn't just mean it's a rabbinic invention and they found a pasuk to say, it's hinted to. But really asmachta means, according to the Ritva, at least certain asmachtas, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu had this in mind in the first place, but he wanted to give the Rabbanan authority to make certain halachos, to have some halachos that were midrabanan, but it really is the Ratzon Hashem as well. Cross machta b'yalma, period.
So
according to that Ritva, again, I think he would have to agree that some asmachtas are just a total drabanan, where they just said they want to give it a little more oomph, so they connected it to a pasuk in the Torah. The Ritva says that by many asmachtas, really this is the Ratzon Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to let them figure it out. He wanted to give them some halachic autonomy in order to be able to figure out halachas themselves. They didn't want to tell them everything. He wanted them to have some creativity ability. So that's why he left them. But again, that's by most. Some asmachtas, you know, he would have to admit as well. But most asmachtas, that's what he would say. Okay. There is a question that if we read the Brisa, if we focus on some of the actions, there's one action that's in the Usser category and in the Mutter category. If you look at Idur Tachas Akfanim, the end of the Brisa says, you would think that's Usser, it's Mutter. And the previous line, it says, how do you know that Idur is Usser? So Rashi asked that question. You don't have to look so hard to figure out that this is Akasha. It says, hoeing is Usser, hoeing is Mutter. So an easy way to get out of it is to change the Girsa. So the Ritva leaves out one line and the Rambam leaves out the other line. So if you take out one of the lines, that's an easy answer. Rashi then says, quotes the Gemara later on, Rashi, like two lines under from where we are, says, Imtikshi ha'asar idur le'el, kataritz lakaman, bu'ugios ha'bachadati ha'ba'atiki. It depends whether it's new furrows that you are digging and hoeing or old ones that just got stuffed up. New ones involve a lot more tircha, and therefore that would not be allowed. Old ones would be able to be cleaned out. That's the idur, that is mut. One other pshat though on the last line. We just said, the last end of the brisa, what's usser in shvius? Any action that is usser besada ubekerem. So the way that Rashi and Tosfos both interpret that is literally any action that's usser both in fields and vineyards, so too only things that are usser are items that are included in fields and vineyards. The Chazon Ish has a different pshat of what this line means. The Chazon Ish in shvius, and the amazing thing about the Chazon Ish is that his volumes on Aruch Chaim and a moed are the same width as his volume on Taurus and his volume on Kachim and his volume on Zeraim and Choshem Mishpat and Ebenezer and Yerodeah. It's all the same volumes. It's equal time given. So in Shvius he writes, Ulachari Yishlama Duratzalomar Shi Avoda Basada Oshihi Avodas Bekerem V'ugios Enamo Ilos Klum Lekerem V'eno Elamakum Hechsher La Avoda. You know what this line means? It doesn't mean Sada and Kerem versus only in one. But these last few, the Chazon Ish calls a hechsher avoda. Putting water underneath the ground, digging a ditch around the tree, that's not actual avodas hakarka. That's why it's mutter. That's a hechsher, that's a preparatory stage so that afterwards avoda can be done. You dig a furrow so that rain can go into it so the tree can benefit. You put water in this cavity underneath the tree so that eventually it could seep in. That's not like pouring water onto the tree. That's not like weeding or hoeing or pruning. So that's a hechsher avoda. That's the lumdus on that last line. That's why the last items are not included. Okay, so that's how the Chazon Ish reads it, delo karashi v'tosis. Right there by the asterisk. The kishkus b'shvius mishari is kishkus in shvius, which is hoeing in shvius. Is that mutter? Foxy, the pasuk says it's not mutter. Shvius, you have to let your land lie fallow, which again we're going to have to talk about one day soon. The lumdis, how does the field get fallow? Do you have to be mafker it? Is it automatically hefker? We'll talk about that in the future. Tishbetena milakashkesh unatashta milasakel. So we have a special limud that says you're not allowed to do kishkush. Tishbetena milak, you have to leave it from doing kishkush, from hoeing. Unatashta milasakel, you have to leave it. So how could we darshan in this pasig that hoeing is going to be mutter? So Amar Rav Ukvar Bar Chama, trei kishkush yavi, it's two types of hoeing. One type aser, one type mutter. Chad avruye ilani. One type of hoeing is making the tree grow better. V'chad stume pile, and one is just closing up cracks in the tree, which if they aren't closed up, so then they would be, that would ruin the tree. So avruye ilan aser. If anything for the betterment of the tree is going to be aser, because that's like we said yesterday, similar to harvacha, positive. A hosafa is going to be usur in shvius stume pili shari, but closing up cracks in shvius is going to be mutter. As we will see, that is a heter of shvius. You got to know, farmers have to know exactly what's the borderline. Anything that will just protect their losses and not ruin the trees forever, that's going to be mutter in shvius. That's not what's usur. What's usur in shvius is working the land in order to make it better. Period. Okay, hacharish b'shvius. Again, these first few blot talk all about Chol HaMoed, which we'll get back to, Chol HaMoed, Shvius, and Shabbos, the Isser Malacha, by all of them. HaChorish b'Shvius, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, Chad Amar Loke, V'Chad Amar Eino Loke. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar have a Machlokes. Interesting, so here, keep this in mind for later, it doesn't say who says what here. Right, it just says they have a Machlokes. One of them says, plowing during Shvius. Do you get Malkus for plowing during Shvius? The Pasuk doesn't say plowing. The Pasuk says, Zorea, planting, pruning. What about Chorish? Plowing is the first of the Avos Malachas by Shabbos, but what about when it comes to Shvius? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Blazer, and Machlokes, whether you get Malkus or not. The Ritva says, everybody agrees it's Da'oraisa. The question is, do you get Malkus? That is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. What's the Makar why you would get Malkus? What Pasuk in the Torah? What's the Pasuk? What would be the source for you to get Malkus? So Rashi says, the Pasuk is an Asay. Ubashana hashvius shna shabason yel aretz. As we're going to talk about in a minute in the Gemara. The Asay, the field should have a land of rest. Shna shabason yel aretz. That's the makar, why you would say Charisha is included in the Daraisa and you would get Malkus. What's the question on this? You don't get Malkus for an Asay. You only get Malkus for Yishamer, Lo, Pen, or Al. Got to use one of those Lashonos. If you don't say one of those Lashonos, Mitzvah Asay, for not doing a Mitzvah Asay, you never get Malkus. So what's the whole possibility here? Rabbi Lazar, Chad Amar Loke, Chad Amar Eino Loke. How could you get Malkus here? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. So he says that it's an Asay. He has an answer to that question, which maybe we'll talk about, but I wanted to talk about another piece that he has there. He says, if it's an Asay, if Charisha is an Asay, which is the only marker given here, you have to answer that Kasha about Malkus. But assuming it's an Asay, and that's why Charisha would not be included, so then he says, what about women? Could women plow a field during Shvius? So we know women are putter from Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. So if Charisha is included in the Asay, even though it's about not doing something, but it's included in the Asay of Shvius, so maybe women should be pturos. You should get your wife to plow your field during Shvius. So Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. Mitzvah Kufyud Beis. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, great kasha. Right? Shouldn't women be allowed to plow if it's all learned out from the Asay? Says the Minchas Chinuch. Come on. Yeah, you know this is going to be Asr. You just got to figure out why it's Asr. So says the Minchas Chinuch. He quotes a Ritva, which we mentioned a few weeks ago. And that is, there's a limitation to Mitzvah Asay Shazman Grama. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, in Kiddushin, why the Gemara has to have a special pasuk to tell me that a mother is pater from giving her son a bris milah? Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah aseh shel zman grama? That's a question of Tosafim, Seches Kedushin, Yonah D'Yoma, right? Bris milah coming up. So why do you need a special pasuk to exclude women? So what does the Ritva there answer? The Ritva says the Ptur of mitzvah aseh shel zman grama only applies when it's a mitzvah incumbent upon you, on you. But if it's on your kid, it's on the baby, so that the Ptur doesn't apply. So that's why we wouldn't have said pater without the pasuk by women. So you see, if it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, it's a mitzvah on something else, there's no pater of zman grama. Says in Menachas Chinuch, beautiful. By shvius, it's a mitzvah of zman grama. You're right, but what's the mitzvah on? It's on the karka. It's on the karka. It's not on the per. It's not on the gufo. It's that the karka should rest. So if it's on the karka should rest, the pater of zman grama doesn't apply. Just like Tosfos and the Ritva says it about the baby versus the woman, so too says in Menachas Chinuch. It applies here. The mitzvah manachlo al shvisas haaretz imkain ena mitzvah begufo. Benashim gamkein mitzvos al haaseh kamo anashim to ena bechal mitzvah zezvan grama kain nirali bor. As he likes to end off. Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be, I'm a baby. I'm a mitzvahs are given to human beings, not to land.
Right. The mitzvah was not given to land, but it's our mitzvah. The focus of the mitzvah is the land. It's not a mitzvah that I must do personally. It's a mitzvah that I must guard, that the land is guarded. The land rests. The land lies fallow. If you look at the psukim. The focus of the psukim is that the land, the focus of the land is that the karka should have shnasha bason yeh la'aretz. Focus is the aretz, and that's why he says it's chedesh. You're right, obviously it has to do with what people do. That's on a practical level. But conceptually, how is the iser formulated? It's formulated in terms of the land and not in terms of the person. Do we find any other assays that women are tourists from because of zman grama? Gotta think about it. Right, you have the lav, right? Tefillin is a mitzvah shebegufo.
No, but it's the same thing.
So women are pturos. Women are pturos from tefillin.
But it's the same kind of lotion.
What? You put it on your... But that's you. Your head and your arm is you.
So what are you saying? That
a mitzvah say that it's not incumbent on the gavra, conceptually. You would not have the ptur of zman grama. So he says that by mila, he says that by shvius. What about kiddush levana? That's a big discussion in the achronim. Chach b'shlomo discussed that in Shulchan Aruch, whether kiddush levana is a mitzvah zman grama. Some say why women don't do kiddush levana. Some of them. So there's a shlaha kadosh. Not everybody is sure what it means. The shlaha says because heim garmu pkam halavana. They caused the moon to get smaller. Something with chava, obviously, but nobody really. That's what the shlaha. The Magen Avraham quotes the shlaha kadosh. But the Chach b'shlomo, think it's the Chach b'shlomo or Shlomo Kluger in Shulchan Aruch says no, maybe it's not a zman grama. They should do it. Why? Because what's a zman grama? When you have a mitzvah always there, and sometimes it's a mitzvah, sometimes it's not a mitzvah. The lulav is there all year. But it's only a mitzvah on Sukkot. That's a zman grama. Shofar is there always, but it's only a mitzvah. But a levana, what's the mitzvah by Kiddush levana? To make a bracha when the moon's getting bigger. What, so the second half of the month is no mitzvah? It's not that it's a zman grama. There's no mitzias there. There's no mitzias of the moon getting bigger. That's not a zman grama. Zman grama is only when the zman is gone that this is the mitzvah. But if the zman is only gone that this exists, that's not going to be called the zman grama. So there is a machlokas in the achronim where that's not, Sfiras Omer is also connected to this, but that is that. Yeah, quickly. Yeah, gotta go.
You know it's more directed to the land because you don't have to go get land to observe the mitzvah of Shemitah.
Exactly.
You
don't
have to.
Tefillin, you have to go get it. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. But by land, you don't have to have land. If you don't have land, there's no mitzvah to buy land. Good, and leave it, let it lie fallow. Okay, so we have a machlokas by Choresh. Don't worry, the next 15 lines are going to be a repeat of the 15 lines that we just had. So says the Gemara has a machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, whether you get malchus or not on Choresh. So first the Gemara says, Lema, bidir avin amar Rabbi Laka Miflaki. Let's say it's a machlokas about whether they hold a Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law. To Amar Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law, because Rabbi Avin has the following chiddush. Kol makom shenamar klal ba'asei uprat belosa asei, ein donen oso b'klal uprat uklal. We know there's a rule, which we say in Rabbi Shmuel every morning, klal uprat uklal. If the Torah has a general statement, specific statement, general statement, so then you say, ein b'klal elak, klal uprat uklal, ein ata don, right, Rashi quotes it, let's get into the lashon here, V'yava indan in b'chlal uprat uklal, Rashi, v'yava gav d'ksiv klal basrei, kagon hacha d'ksiv basrei shabason, ein lo din d'shar klal uprat uklal, sh'ksuvin klua ba'aseo b'lav, d'amar klal iyata dan elkein aprat. Thank you. The Marabi called me this dummy l'prat. By a regular klal uprat uklal, general, specific general, you're allowed to include anything similar to the prat. That's by a klal uprat uklal. If it's just a klal uprat, you only can include the prat itself. Because why else would the Torah have a general statement and then a specific statement? It must be that you only go by the specific statement. That is a general rule. But the question is, says the Gemara here, Rabbi Avin, what if the klal is in the language of an asay and the prat is in the language of a losa asay? Says Rabbi Avin, so then you don't say the regular rules, klal u prat u klal, that's only called klal u prat. That's Rabbi Avin's rule. And that is what's going on here. The klal is an asay, shana shabason yela aretz, the losa asays are the yisurim listed about shviyas. So maybe that's what the machlokas is about. Manda amar loke, sorry, I skipped a line. Manda amar loke lesle Rabbi Avin amar Rabbi Law. The one who says you do get malchus does not hold of him, meaning they hold this is a good klal prat klal, and you could therefore include anything similar to the prat, and therefore chorish can be included, and you get malchus. Manda amar eino loke isle Rabbi Avin. And the one who says you don't get malchus holds like Rabbi Avin. It's only a klal prat. You only include things specific to what was written in the Torah. So where it says lo, to kuli amalesle Rabbi Avin or Rabbi Law. It could be that nobody holds of Rabbi Avin or Rabbi Law, and everybody holds that this is a good klal prat klal. So manda amar loke shapir, the one who says you do get malchus, so then fine, because this is a regular klal prat klal, and you get malchus, you include anything similar to the example given in the Torah. Umanda amar eino loke, the one who says no malchus, amar lacha michdi zemir bechlal zario b'sir bechlal katsira. Now the next till the end of the amid, we just had the exact same gemara earlier. So we know zemira and b'sira were included in the Torah. L'may helchza kasvin rachmana. Why did the Torah explicate it? L'meimer da'ahani told us to the machayev, I told achrina lo machayev. You know why Choresh doesn't get malchus? Because it's a tolda. And that's why, don't worry about the Rabbi Avin. You don't get malchus because it's a tolda. And you're not chayev for toldas on shvius. V'lo, you're not chayev for toldas on shvius. V'hatanya, didn't we have a brisa? The Gemara quotes the whole brisa from before. I don't know that all these other weeding activities are asur. How do you know you can't do all these weeding and support the tree? How do you know you can't fertilize and take off the branches and smoke the tree? You might think all these are usher also. Again, we explained all this before. There is a limitation. You shouldn't plant in your field. Why was it specified to be makish? Question mark. So you see from this whole brisa again that told us are included. So the Gemara answers, midrabanan, vikras bachta b'yalmahi. So, same exact Gemara that we had earlier, that toldos are an asmachta according to the maskana of that Gemara. Okay, Gimel on the base. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said as follows, Yochel yoka ala tosefes, he says, you might have had a havamina that you get malchus on tosefes. Not sure what that means yet. V'nosav latamud leftura, but the Gemara is maskana is that you're potter, you don't get malchus. V'lo yadana my tamud my tosefes, and we don't know what was he talking about. What's the tosefes? What was the havamina? What was the maskana? What was the kid? We don't know what he was talking about. And there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan what he was talking about. The Chazonish and Arachayim in Kuf Lamed Hey says that the whole machlokas that we're about to quote Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan is part of Rav Dimi's quote, because Rabbi Yochanan was Rav Dimi's rebbe, so it can't be that he came to Bavel and he said, I didn't know what Pshat was, and then Rabbi Yochanan answered. So it has to be that the whole next 15 lines are continuation of a quote of Rav Dimi. So what, again, Rav Dimi said, there was a havamina that you should get malchus, kamashlan, you don't get malchus. So what are we talking about? Rabbi Elazar Omer Charisha. You know what Tosefes means? The additional act that we think might be usur on Shvius. We're talking about Charisha, Vahachi Kamar. And this is what Rav Dimi meant. Yochel Yokal Charisha da Asya Michal Oprado Klau. I might have thought you get malchus on Charisha because of a Klau Oprado Klau, because of what we just said. Venosavav Tamalu de Laftura. And the Maskana of the Gemara is that you don't get malchus. Di Imkain Kalhani Pradilamali. Because after all, why does the Torah specify so many specific actions? It must be that only these actions are usur and not Choresh. So the discussion of Rav Dimi was about Charisha on Shvius. Hava mina that Charisha gets Malchus, Maskana Charisha does not get Malchus. For Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, no! Not talking about Charisha. You know what Tosefes is? Tosefes means Tosefes Shvias. We have Tosefes Shabbos. We have Tosefes Yantiv. We have Tosefes Shvias. Shvias doesn't start on Rosh Hashanah in Shvias. Shvias starts earlier. Yamim Shehu Sivu Chachamim Lepnei Rosh Hashanah. It's talking about the days that Chazal added before Rosh Hashanah. V'hachi kamar yochal yochal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah. You might think that you get Malkus for doing work during Tosefes Shvias. Ta'asya mibachar shmibachatzir tishbos. Since it says... But from plowing and from cutting, you should rest, which is the makar we're going to have tomorrow for the makar for Tosefes Shvias. So you might think you get malchus for that. And the maskana is you don't get malchus for Tosefes Shvias. You only get malchus for doing work during actual Shvias, but during the earlier stages where Chazal added on before Rosh Hashanah, you don't get malchus. Very important Tosefes here, but first we're going to continue. If we don't have time, we'll start with it tomorrow. So my Yamin Tosefes deals with how could you learn, have a havamina for malchus. The question that we asked before, if it's learned out from Becharja Bechatzu Tishpos, which is an assay. So we're going to come back to that question either today, Beth Shem, or tomorrow morning. So, my Yamish Lavnei Rosh Hashanah. First, the Gemara goes into, though, and we're going to end up in the middle of a discussion. What's Tosefes Shvias? Where's the makar for Tosefes Shvias? And we're going to come back to Rav Yochanan more tomorrow. Kiditnam. The first mission in Shvias. Until when could you plow, could you work a field of trees? Erev Shvias, Beishami Orem Kozman Shiyafalapri, as long as the tree, the sixth year fruit, need the work, it's fine. When it gets so late in the year that all your work will not be good for this year's crop, but it's really for next year's crop, then you gotta stop. Obeisela Orem Adatzeres, Beisela says until Shvuis of the previous year. Vikrov Diver Elu, Lius Diver Elu, and Beisham Beisela are very close. They're two Zmanim. How about, how long could you work a grain field? Until the moisture dries up. Until the moisture dries up. If there's no more moisture in the field, so then you're not working it for this year, but for next year. So again, it's going to be usher. And as long as people are planting their vegetables, their squash, their melons, it is going to be mutter. The Ritva discusses whether this is an additional tanai, or this is all at the same time. The moisture dries out, the same time that people stop planting. Rav Shimon Omer, you go by when people stop planting? You can't have a subjective until people plant. You have to know an exact time. Eller Rav Shimon says, B'stei lavan ad ha-pesach, u'b'stei ha-ilan ad ha-tzeres. A lavan, a grain field until Pesach, a tree field until later, until Shavuos. So even though we have all of these laws about Tosefes Shavuos, Rabbi Gamliel, u'b'ez dino, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din got rid of Tosefes Shvias. Tosefes Shvias does not exist anymore. For various reasons, they got rid of it. The Gemara says, 1 minute, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Dino, how did they have the power to be mevatel takana Beisham and Beis Hillel? Beisham and Beis Hillel were earlier, were greater than them. But now we learned in the Mishnah in Idios, which we've had a number of times, in Bezin, Yachal Avadat Dere Bezin Chaveiro, a later Bezin does not have the authority to uproot an earlier law, Ela Im King called to be men of Chachal of the Minyan, unless it's greater than them. So Rabbi Gamliel wasn't greater than Beisham and Beis Hillel, so how was he able to uproot it? So the Gemara says, Eshtomim Kishochada. At first he was shocked, he didn't know what to answer. Amarlay, and he answers, oh, this is the answer. You have to say, Amor Kach Hisnu Beneim. Kolarotse Levatel, Yavo Vivatel. It must be that it was inherent in the law originally. That they said, if there comes a time when a peasant wants to be Mevatel this law, so then they have the power to be Mevatel it. Again, we can never say that applies unless wherever Chazal say. You know, but we could rather say that by all Takanas, but the reason doesn't apply anymore. Or other halachas. But again, we don't say it wherever Chazal said it. So that's what must have been the case by this takana of Tosefes Shvias. The Gemara, though, then asks, did Tuhi? Is the source for Tosefes Shvias, is it the Rabbanan? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Tosefes Shvias is a halacha Moshe Misinai. Tiyam Ravasi, Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bakaas, Beis Charson. This man said, Eser Netios, Arava, Benisa Chamayim, halacha Moshe Misinai. A line that we've had three times already. See on the side? Sukkah, Tinus. So, Eser Netios, if you have 10 little young sapling trees in a small area, you're allowed to water the entire area in Tosefes Shvias for the good of these little young trees. Even though, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, It's Aser Tosefa Shviyas. This is a Heter. Arava, walking around with an Arava on Sukkis in the base of Mikdash, and Nisach HaMayim, the special Avodah that was done on Sukkis, pouring the water, unlike the whole year where we only poured wine. So you see, Tosefa Shviyas is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It's not based on Mishai B'Silal. So how in the world is Rabbi Gamliel able to be Mevatel it? You can't be Mevatel, even if you want to say you can be Mevatel an earlier decree. You can't be Mevatel an earlier Din Daraisa. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a Din Daraisa. So the Gemara answers different levels. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchasa shloshim yom lefei Rosh Hashanah. You're right. The 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, so that's Daraisa, that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and Rabbi Gamliel didn't touch that. V'asu hani tikun mi pesach u'me'atzeres, and Beis Shammai's Hillel added on earlier than Rosh Chodesh Elul. They added on from Pesach and Shavuos the previous year. V'asnu biditu, and that's what they made the Tznayin, kolaros levatel yavo v'yavatel. That's what they made the Tznayin, that whoever wants to be Mevatel originally should be Mevatelit. That's what they did. So again, the month before Shviyas, though, is Daraisa, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That was not touched. It's the previous time periods that were added on and then were nullified. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bezhen, please, tomorrow morning, 6:10. So we have to start on time because we have to finish on time. We have to finish 2-3 minutes early tomorrow. Got to run to all the brisim. So please, everybody, come on time. And we'll have to focus on this Tosfos here that discusses how could you get Malkus for Tosefes if it's only an Asay. What is the Pasuk teach me? Is it a separate Makar or is it just being Megala that Shviyas starts earlier? Okay, it's a very important lumdus. Okay, we'll stop here.